The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off the program talking about audio-described performances coming up in the area. Sunday, August 12th, it's Miracle Worker, and this is at the Borden House in Fletcher Park. We're excited to announce that this summer, Seed Art Share will present William Gibson's classic play, The Miracle Worker. Set in 1880s Tuscumbia, Alabama, this moving story depicts the early life and education of Helen Keller, a blind and deaf girl struggling to communicate with the people who care for her most. Follow Helen, her frustrated family, and passionate teacher Annie Sullivan through the beautiful Borden Building in Raleigh's Fred Fletcher Park. The performance is at 7. Again, that's Sunday, August 12th. Saturday, August 25th, The Shape of Water. A mute janitor in a top-secret government facility falls in love with a sensitive asset, an Amazonian water god. This distinctive film won Oscars for Best Picture and Best Director. The film shown in the North Carolina Museum of Art Park at 8:30. Sunday, August 26th, it is Sister Act, and that's at Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Saturday, September 15th, 1776. Witness the birth of a nation as our forefathers struggle to craft the Declaration of Independence. The seminal event in American history blazes a too vivid life in most unconventional Broadway hits. 1776 puts a human face on the pages of history as we see the men behind the national icons, proud, frightened, uncertain, irritable, charming, often petty, and ultimately noble figures, determined to do the right thing for a fledgling nation. This is at Temple Theater in Sanford. The performance starts at 7:30. Tuesday, September 18th, it's Robin Hood at Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill, at 7:30. And then Friday, September 21st, it's Men on Boats. In 1869, John Wesley Powell led a group of 10 men down the Colorado River to chart its course. With only 4 boats, a month's provisions, and plenty of moxie, these men risk life and limb, all in the name of manifest destiny. Based on Powell's travel journals, this modern action adventure adds new perspective to exploration and our look at history. NC State's Titmus Theater at 7:30. All right, looking at the music festivals coming up in Raleigh, in the Triangle, rather, coming up in September, the 6th through the 8th, with 120 bands over 3 days in September, Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From large outdoor main stages in Raleigh City Plaza and Red Hat Amphitheater to intimate club shows, the festival features music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. And its schedule highlights this diversity each year. The lineup of musicians and bands is so extensive that it's impossible to list them all here. Suffice to say, about 20% of performers are from North Carolina. With official programming stretching across 12 walkable venues, an art exhibition, more than 30 day parties, and the Hopscotch Design Festival, Hopscotch is a citywide celebration for locals and visiting fans. Now, for those wanting to attend, it appears the general admission wristbands are sold out. General admission wristbands gave you access to all club shows, all City Plaza shows, and all Red Hat Amphitheater shows. Now, there are also VIP wristbands, but the selection is limited. According to their website, there are still early bird number 3 tickets available at $299 and VIP festival number 4 tickets available at $349. Now, the VIP wristbands give you priority access to all club shows, all City Plaza shows, and Red Hat Amphitheater shows. Plus, VIP wristbands include access to the Oak Lounge in City Plaza, VIP area with table service in Red Hat Amphitheater, VIP party each night of the festival, and some VIP goodies. By the way, there are also one-day passes, $75 for Thursday, $89 for either Friday or Saturday. Single show tickets are also available, ranging from $35 to $50. And once again, that's all the Hopscotch Music Festival, September 6 through 8. Then the next weekend, it's the Dreamville Festival, September 15th. Curated by platinum-selling rapper and North Carolina native J. Cole, Dreamville will be a multi-stage festival that offers an opportunity for J. Cole to give back to his home state that has helped shape the artist he has become, with a one-of-a-kind celebration of local culture, food, and art that also features a curated selection of music performers blending together some of today's biggest national acts with exciting up-and-comers. There are a range of ticket prices for Dreamville Festival. General admission is $109, and there are 3 levels of VIP tickets, $229, $289, and $449. Proceeds benefit the Dorothea Dix Park Conservancy, as well as Cole's own Dreamville Foundation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit with a stated mission to bridge the gap between the worlds of opportunity and the urban youth of Fayetteville. Then, September 28 and 29, it's the Art of Cool Festival in Durham, a.k.a. AOC Fest. Art of Cool Fest. It's a cool remix of Black American music takes place in downtown Durham for a weekend festival of forward-thinking jazz, alternative soul, and mature hip-hop. The mission of AOC Fest is to expand the audience of jazz while championing innovative thought around music and culture. The festival is expected to draw over 10,000 music lovers to the vibrant city of Durham as a destination experience for all. This is the 5th anniversary of AOC Fest and will feature Nas, Erykah Badu, Maxwell, Rahsaan Patterson, Damian Escobar, Durham's own Ninth Wonder featuring Spinderella, and many, many more. The venues for the Art of Cool Festival: Durham Bulls Athletic Park, the Durham Armory, the Carolina Theater, Motorco, the Pinhook, and more. All right, here are the ticket prices. Depending on which level of participation you're interested in, tickets range from $100 to $7,500. The tickets run the gamut: one-day general admission passes, VIP one-day passes, general admission weekend passes, as well as VIP weekend passes, various premium VIP passes, including small and large suites at DBAP, and party deck passes also at DBAP. All right, Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. World of Bluegrass just picked up some extra national and local star power with the addition of Julian Welch and Chatham County Line. They'll both be part of the Red Hat Amphitheater main stage lineup during the International Bluegrass Music Association's Wide Open Bluegrass, September 28 and 29. Acclaimed singer-songwriter Welch will be part of an all-female special collaboration, making what is billed as a special guest appearance alongside Molly Tuttle, Sierra Hull, Becky Buller, Allison Brown, and Missy Raines. They're all the first women to win IBMA awards as instrumentalists. Meanwhile, there's also Chatham County Line and Friends, featuring the popular Raleigh Quartet that has become an IBMA fixture. Among the and friends appearing this time will be Mandolin Orange. Flat Lonesome, another IBMA award winner, also has been added to Wide Open Bluegrass. This year's festival, it's the sixth year in Raleigh, and it'll take place September 25th through the 29th. Wide Open Bluegrass is the outdoor part of World of Bluegrass, featuring a free street festival, as well as the Red Hat Amphitheater lineup. Preceding it is the Bluegrass Ramble of nightclub acts. Keynote speaker Jamie Daly and the IBMA Awards, hosted this year by the band Hot Rise. Last month, IBMA extended its contract with the city of Raleigh, keeping the event here through 2021. By the way, the 2018 International Bluegrass Music Awards nominations are out. Here are the nominees in a few of the awards categories. Entertainer of the Year, Balsam Range, Del McCoury Band, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, the Earls of Leicester, and the Gibson Brothers. Vocal Group of the Year, Balsam Range, Flat Lonesome, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, Gibson Brothers, and I'm With Her. Instrumental Group of the Year, Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper, Sam Bush Band, the Travelin' McCoorys, Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder, and the Punch Brothers. Male Vocalist of the Year, Sean Camp, Buddy Melton, Del McCoury, Russell Moore, and Tim O'Brien. And the Female Vocalist nominees, Brooke Aldridge, Dale Ann Bradley, Becky Buller, Molly Tuttle, and Rhonda Vincent. There are several other categories, but I cut it short for timing purposes. Also, the IBMA is proud to announce these new inductees into the International Bluegrass Music Association Hall of Fame: Ricky Skaggs, Paul Williams, Tom T., and Dixie Hall. And there you go. Quite a bit going on for World of Bluegrass. All right, other music festivals around North Carolina now through August 18th. The Brevard Summer Institute and Festival continues. The Brevard Music Center Summer Institute for Classical Music Students, age 14 and older, presents some 50 concerts throughout its 9-week festival. August 9th through 11th, the Soulshine Farm Music Festival. This is in Green Mountain. August 10th and 11th, Fines Creek Bluegrass Jam. This is in the community of Clyde. The festival site is Fines Creek School. August 16th through the 18th, the NC State Bluegrass Festival. This is in Marion. The festival, by the way, is in its 44th year. Festival site is Tom Johnson Camping World. August 16th through the 18th is the Big What? This is in Silk Hope. And Big Something hosts this event, and it's been moved to Shikori Hills Farm near Pittsburgh. August 18th, Rockabilly Resurrection. This is in Kannapolis, and the festival site is VFW Post 8989. August 18 and 19th, the River Valley Blues Festival. This is in Asheville at the Salvage Station. Okay, looking at acts coming up at Carolina Theater in Durham. Tuesday, August 14th, this is a 7 o'clock, Writing My Own Happy Ending. And then at 8 o'clock, it's Matt Franco. Tickets for Matt's show, $29.50 and $49.50. And again, that show starts at 8. Saturday, August 25th, Bobby Bones Red Hoodie Comedy Tour. Tickets are $32.50, and the VIP start at $86.25. Wednesday, September 5th, War on the Catwalk, the Queens from Season 10. Thursday, September 6th, it's Chris Isaak. Tickets $65 and $85. Friday, September 7th, it is the Taj Mahal Trio. Tickets are $39.50 and $59.50. Saturday, September 8th at Carolina Theater, the Mads are back. Ticket price is $30.50. Friday, September 14th, it is Stephen Wright. Tickets $37 and $47. Friday, September 21st, Michael Q., Full Throttle Comedy Tour. September 23rd, which is a Sunday, the Fun Show with Cat and Nat. Tuesday, September 25th, Toad the Wet Sprocket. Wednesday, September 26th, Squirrel Nut Zippers. Thursday, September 27th, Welcome to a Nightdale. Night Vale. Welcome to Night Vale. Friday, September 28th, it's the 2018 events at the Art of Cool Festival. Saturday, September 29th, Spare the Rod, Spoil the Child, Gospel Play. Performances at 7:30. Tickets $49, $59, and $69. Sunday, September 30th, Randy Rainbow Live. Tickets $39.50. Thursday, October 4th, Stephen Curtis Chapman. And Friday, October 5th, Upright Citizens Brigade Touring Company. Looking for a few laughs? Go to Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. August 10 and 11, Fortune Feimster and Clint Coley. August 17 and 18, Brian Posen. Unapologetically nerdy and downright funny, Brian has been at the forefront of offbeat comedy for more than two decades. August 23rd at Goodnight's, Caleb Sinan. Caleb is one of the hottest young comics in the country. His unique background as a preacher's kid from a small southern town gives him the ability to relate to any and every crowd. August 24th through the 26th, Adele Givens. Adele, a.k.a. the Queen of Comedy, has left audiences in stitches for the better part of two decades, with credits including Def Comedy Jam, Comedy Central Presents, Beauty Shop, and Wanda Sykes Presents Hilarious. It's easy to see why Givens is comedy royalty. And then August 31st through September 2nd, it is Benji Brown. Benji has performed alongside some of the industry's biggest stars, including Chris Rock and Steve Harvey, and his credits include BET's Comic View, Starz' First Amendment comedy show, and Jamie Foxx's Laugh-A-Palooza. All shows are 18-plus, unless noted. Okay, at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh, Saturday, August 18th, it's Trombone Shorty's Voodoo Throwdown. And then September 7th through the 9th, Return of the Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. And they present In the Heart of the Fire. Looking at some of the community events around the Triangle in Nightdale, Food Truck Thursdays. The events are held at Nightdale Station Park. Lunch is from 11:30 to 1:30 and dinner is 6 to 8. A food trunk event is Thursday, August 16th, then wrapping it up every Thursday in September and October. Also, there will be live music on the third Thursday of each month. Saturday, September 8th in Knightdale, it's the K-Fest, Knightdale's Art and Education Festival, and this, too, is at Knightdale Station Park. Fuquay Arena, FM2FV Concert Series, that's Follow Me to Fuquay Arena. All concerts are held Thursday, 6:30 to 9:30, or at Centennial Square. Every concert features local breweries, food trucks, and a free kids zone with Mimi the Clown. Then on September 6th in Fuquay Arena, it's Smile. And September 20th, it is North Tower. All right, looking at the Clayton Center, all shows start at 8 unless noted. Friday, August 10th, it's the 2018-2019 Palladian Series Preview and Presale Party. Saturday, October 27th, Roots and Boots Tour. The voices that define 90s country music, Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray, join forces in the Roots and Boots Tour. Combined, the trio has amassed more than 40 top 10 radio smash hits and sold more than 25 million albums. Then Friday, November 9th, it's Royal Wood. Wood, a Canadian singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer, has established himself as a true musical talent. Since being proclaimed Songwriter of the Year by iTunes, Wood has continued to evolve and hone his musical craft. That's the Clayton Center. Then the Garner Performing Arts Center, obviously in Garner, August 9, 10, and 11, it's Beauty and the Beast Jr. Brainy and beautiful Belle yearns to escape her provincial life and her brutish suitor, Gaston. Belle gets more adventures than she bargained for when she is imprisoned in the Beast's enchanted castle. Then Sunday, September 16th, it's Carnival Latino. Come experience traditional and contemporary Latino cultures while celebrating the community's diversity. Carnival Latino is free and open to the public from 1 to 5 and will be held on the back lawn of the Garner Performing Arts Center. All right, Holly Springs Cultural Center. Couple of shows coming up Friday, August 10th. It's Road Candy. Road Candy is a Raleigh-based cover band with a focus on rock, groove, funk, and soul tunes. Friday, August 24th, GB4. GB4 is Holly Springs' own original blues and classic rock party band. The Holly Springs Cultural Center also has had Monday morning movies. They start at 10. One left in that series, July 30th, Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium. Looking at some of the events in Cary, there's Bands, Bites, and Boats, and this is at Bond Park. Two shows left, September 7th, Ed Stevenson from 5 to 7, and October 5th, My Cousin Skinny from 4 to 7. The 2018 Starlight Concert Series has one concert left for this season, August 10th. It is Jamrock, and that's at 7 o'clock. The Sertoma Concert Series also has one concert left. Music starts at 7, sponsored by Pinecone. That's August 11th, Shauna Tucker. Okay, American Tobacco's Back Porch Music on the Lawn has two concerts still to go in this season. August 23rd, Yarn, Songs from the Road, On the Lawn, 6 to 9. Also on the lawn, 6 to 9. August 30th, it's Lily Hyatt. Durham Central Park concert series, one concert left in the series. All concerts are rain or shine, all ages, free and open to the public, 6 to 8 p.m. on Fridays. And the last one is Friday, August 10th, Kashana Armstrong. And a couple of things from the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. August 8th through the 19th, it's Master Class Theater Raleigh, and this is at Kennedy Theater. Saturday, August 11th, the 11th Annual Carolina Music Awards, and the focus is to recognize Carolina artists in rock, hip-hop, youth, bluegrass, Americana, country, and R&B. Monday, August 13th, Duke Energy Center, Beatles versus Elvis. This is a musical showdown. Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Friday, August 17th, Heather Land, I Ain't Doing It Tour. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, August 18th, John Hyatt and the Goners. This is Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Sunday, August 19th, Stuff You Missed in History Class. Now, this show is hosted by Holly Frey and Tracy Wilson, two ladies who learned to love history as they realized just how much the modern world was shaped by lesser-known people and events in the past. Whether they're weird, wonderful, scary, or sad, this is at Fletcher Opera Theater, Stuff You Missed in History Class, at 7:30. September 5th through the 16th, it is Once. This is at Theater Raleigh, Kennedy Theater. September 13th through the 30th, Firebird, Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday, September 13th, Bone Thugs and Harmony. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, September 15th, Duke Energy Center, Music of Queen. This is a North Carolina Symphony Special, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.